the best student in the whole class. Way better than the other kids. I always get the best grades.
Whoa, you better watch out. Too much pride will get you in a lot of trouble. Hi, and thanks for listening to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Think for a second about something that you're really, really good at. Got it? Well, now you should always do the best you can, but don't brag about how good you are. For one thing, it's rude to others around you, but more importantly, God says it can lead to big trouble. Here's Proverbs 11:2. Pride leads to disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. That's what our story's all about today. It's called Another Titanic. My history report is due tomorrow, and I'm going to have the best one in the class, announced Mateo as he and his dad got ready to play a game of ping pong. Most of the kids write the dumbest essays you've ever seen. I also got the top score on our spelling test 3 weeks in a row. And the math we're learning is so simple, it's pathetic. Dad didn't look too happy as Mateo bragged about his schoolwork. Let's get started, Mateo said, bouncing the ball on the table. I'll soon have you begging for mercy with my alley slam shot. Dad grinned. Maybe, but then again, you might find you've underestimated your opponent. By the way, I know just the thing you should write about for your next report, the sinking of the Titanic. That big ship? Asked Mateo. I've heard about it. It was one of the greatest passenger ships of all time. Dad nodded. It was elegant. Crystal chandeliers, velvet curtains, fine china, even a ballroom with its own orchestra. It was the pride of its era. Everyone thought the ship was unsinkable. Only problem was, it sank. Why do you think that's such a good topic for me? Asked Mateo. Dad twirled his paddle. Because you remind me of the Titanic, Mateo. I do? Mateo looked pleased. You mean because it was a great ship and I do great in school and stuff? Dad shook his head. No, I mean because you sound very proud when you talk about yourself. Pride can be like the iceberg that tore a hole in the Titanic. Jesus is the source of all your talents and abilities, and he didn't give them to you so you could put yourself above your peers. He wants you to use your gifts to serve him and show others who he is. It's good to be thankful for them and do your best, but when you get puffed up and put others down, you're using the gifts Jesus gave you for yourself, not him. I guess I see what you mean, said Mateo. Jesus probably wants me to use my gifts to help kids in my class who are struggling. He grinned. I'll start tomorrow. Now, about that alley slam shot, are you ready? So how about you? Do you try to be the best at everything you do? Do you take credit for every good grade, every victory, every prize you win? It's good to do your best and recognize your abilities, but never forget that you have no reason to be proud. It's God, not you, who is the source of all good things. Give him the glory and trust him to help you use your talents to point others to Jesus. Our key verse for today is Proverbs 11, verse 2.
Pride leads to disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom.
And our key thought for today, be humble, not proud.
Hey, Zach, how can you know Jesus is with you?
Hi, Isaiah. I'm so glad you sent your question to me. You can know that Jesus is with you by believing the promise he made in the Bible. For example, in Matthew 28:20, Jesus told his disciples that he would be with them even until the end of time. It's true, sometimes it's hard to feel Jesus with you all the time, but what's more important is trusting God's word and knowing that no matter what happens, if you're a believer in Jesus, he will be with you always. Well, Isaiah, I hope that helps. Thanks again for sending me your question. I'm Zach. Thanks for spending time with Keys for Kids.